Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
And this is how we say
there is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
I can. It's totally different from any other. It is Radio Pulpit alone, and alone it is Radio Pulpit. Good day to you, my family. And this is how we say hello to you with the sounds of Michael David, wave after wave. It's exactly 19 minutes, just after 12. You're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I love that song. And I'm connecting it with where we're going right now. I'm so excited that my queen, Pastor Pepsile Kgabotsotetsi, is back in the country. And we have to say hello to you, Ndlovugazi. Hello. And I'm like, wave after wave, the Lord has kept us throughout 2025. The Lord has kept us, and He still continues to keep us. We are journeying on. We are on a journey, and on that journey, there are pitfalls. There are potholes. There are so many things that we are facing. But today, we are saying, thus far, the Lord has brought us. My queen, Angazi. Please try to check. I think your audio is switched off. I think your audio, but on my side, everything is fine. It's all systems go on my side. Hello, my queen. Oh, you can. I can read your lips. Alrighty then. Let me try doing something at this moment. Whilst my queen is still trying to sort that issue out. On audio, I'm hoping that she wins this one. There's always an attack every time we minister. When we're just about to hear God's awesome word, there's something that comes up. There's something that comes up and distracts. My queen, are you there? Oh, okay. Let me do something. Let me try something. In the meantime, let's do something else.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Our audio is refusing, eh? Let's do this at the same time. And then we continue. But yeah, we love you, family. We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we stand in the gap for you from time to time. Ndlovugazi, how are you? my queen?
I'm good, thanks, and how are you?
Hi, Norman. The technology. Sometimes the technology
is messing up my day.
Yeah, technology is like... The technology is like, where were you? Congratulations, oh, wow. My queen. Welcome back and congratulations on your degree. Please
Thank
tell us
so
a
much.
Little bit about it, an MBA, and not from East South Africa, from, tell us, share with us, Mdlovukazi, let's celebrate
oh,
you.
My goodness.
Let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
You're putting the spotlight on me. Thank you so much, and good afternoon to the Radio Pulpit family. Sibongile, I appreciate you, and it's good to be back after a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's good to be back. And yeah, I had the honor and the privilege, I mean, really graced by God
mm-hmm.
to be graduating for my MBA at the University of Reading in England. So
uh-huh.
such an honor. God has really favored me. I wish I could take all of you with me, yeah? So we can celebrate the goodness of God.
Siropegile nje.
That's good. We really thank God.
Well, congratulations on that, my beautiful queen. We're celebrating
thank you. Thank you so much.
And thus far, the Lord has brought us.
And interesting enough, I'm not in with this title. I'm not quoting the actual verse
mm-hmm.
that we all know,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking into the life of Isaac, who is the son of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
With the Bible, when we read the Bible in Genesis, it talks about Abraham giving all his inheritance to Isaac. You know, and he gave him all the inheritance in terms of material things. And also the God promise, the promise that God gave him. So he handed all that to Isaac. And we see Isaac prospering even more than Abraham. That's what the Bible says.
Mm.
He lived a very fruitful life. And at some point, the Bible talks about the well issue that he had, the family wealth.
Yeah.
He inherited the wealth from the father. But the Philistines eventually had a problem with him. And he kept on moving around to build new wealth. And today I would like us to use this story and reflect and look at our lives. Because when you look at Isaac from the time that he inherited things from his father and in the favor of God, he lived a good life.
Mm.
He had wealth, he had enemies that came against him, but he still conquered. But then the Bible, when it speaks about a time where there was famine in Canaan, it changes the whole narrative. This is the same Isaac who had no reason to be poor.
Yeah.
The Bible says that after he had had his work and issues resolved, he had his own children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bo Jacob and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see them encountering a time of famine in their lifetime as descendants of rich people, as descendants of people that always had it figured out, right?
Yeah.
And the question is, what happened?
Hmm.
Why is a grandchild of a well-known rich man going through such? Why is a child of God going through such challenges when it all started well? You know, I don't deserve to be where I am because I carry a very big name, you know, and that's the scenario that we see in Canaan when there was a famine, which is generations later, you know, where Jacob, as a descendant, is faced with famine. The promise of God is still standing,
yeah.
But these people are faced with a challenge, and they are forced to go and live with their enemies or to go and beg from their enemies so they can survive. But are these not the people that have one of the biggest promises on earth? Yes, they are. And that's what really happens in our lives. When we start the year, we start well. We start without scars. We start with new resolutions. We start with praise. You know, everybody's out from midnight on the 31st of every year.
Mm.
They are there declaring the goodness that will come.
Mm.
Nobody stands and say, I'm going to fail.
Mm-mm.
Nobody stands and say, I'm not going to make it.
Mm.
I'm going to lose the following people. So we all look out to a positive life because from where we are standing at the time, we have every resource that we need to start the new year. it makes sense that we will succeed. It makes sense that we will make it based on who we are, based on how we are standing. And even if on the year that's ending, you face challenges, you almost seem convinced that the next one will be far better. And we are those descendants. We are those people that have started well, but it's October now, 2 months towards the year end. And we look back and we're like, how did I end here? Am I not the same chosen one? Am I not the same blessed one? Am I not the one that inherited the character of Christ, the blessings of Christ, the blessings of Abraham? Because we fall part of that lineage. The blessings of Abraham, the ours. And they were there, they were promising. But things happened along the way, and we reached our state of fair mind. We reached our state where we had to eat in places we never thought we would eat. I want to say, even in that state, the Lord is still in control. Even in that state, the Lord is still for us. The Lord is still with us. And the nice thing is that we see God playing a part throughout. He provided even at the lowest point. And I want to say to that person who seems or who feels they're in their lowest, that the Lord is still providing. And that's why you still even have the energy to wake up and complain. It's because God is sustaining. You still have the ability to speak negatively or positively. You still have the blessing to see the light of day because God is still in control. It may not be as you anticipated. It may not be as you planned when the year started. But God is still in control. And we see the Lord coming through for them throughout. Even in slavery, we see God playing a role. Even when he sent Moses to take them out of Egypt, we see God playing a role. We see God providing. So the faithfulness of God is so powerful such that it provides even in the wilderness. It provides even when we go through the fires. It provides even when we go through the toughest times of our lives. Some people are saying, I've never been lucky. Since the year started, all things are falling apart. I had thought this would be one of the better years based on how it started. But how things are going, it looks like I'm going back 10 steps. I'm saying he brought us this far not to leave us. We also qualify to say that's far the Lord brought us. We say it not because we have things to point or we have degrees to lift up. Sometimes we are discouraged because there are people around us that are in their harvest season and we've mistaken their harvest season for our season.
Okay.
And when you see people harvesting, it could be that the seeds were planted 5 years ago. If someone saw me graduating this year, I didn't start studying in 2025. I started in 2022. And may the Lord help us to appreciate the time and season that we are walking in. No matter who we are, no matter how we started the year. And for those that are making it, that are flying, that are getting all figured out, we are also saying it's the Lord. And for those that are being challenged and they are saying, I'm about to give up, I'm letting go, we are still saying it is the Lord who keeps us. It is the Lord who takes care of us. It may not be the Lord that brings the calamity, but God will not leave our side. And we will come out with a testimony. And nobody imagined that the people who were enslaved in Egypt can one day reach a promised land. Nobody thought bread can rain or manna can rain for their provision. No one thought of that. No one thought there could be a cloud that walks with them by day and fire that walks with them by night. But God provided all that because he cares for every part of our lives. He cares in every single space that you find yourself in this afternoon. God cares about it and he's also there. You just need to acknowledge that that Unkulunkulu still has the ability to keep you. And that is my message for this afternoon.
Sure. I'm just wondering, Oguti, what leads us to look into other people's harvest season and start judging our move with God, our personal move with God against the others? I mean, I'm not you. So why should I even be looking at your harvest season? I remember when she's now late, Mrs. Gloria used to say, when God is doing something that you have been praying for in around you, just celebrate with the others. Know that he is, you know, he is in in that space. He's around. He's around and he's still doing that. He's coming for you. Your season is coming. Celebrate with others. Yes. But we become so discouraged because God did it for you. And I've been praying, but God did it. But we are not the same. As you say, I don't know when did you start sowing? Why do we do that mistake? Why do we judge ourselves against others' breakthroughs and their seasons?
That's how we've been socialized. We live through the eyes of other people. The day you knew something was beautiful, it's when you saw external things. The day you knew that there's a beautiful person, it's when you saw someone else. So we've been socialized to think that life is more what is happening on the outside than what is happening on your inside. And that's why my prayer this afternoon is that may the Lord help us to stick to our original plan, the original purpose, that, so that we can understand the times, like the sons of Issachar.
Yeah.
We have to understand the times and the seasons.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we are going to rule backslide. Because we are thinking, it's not possible that everyone can be buying cars and I'm not. It's not possible that every couple that got married the same year as me has children by now, and I don't have. And I don't blame you. It's because you live in a human flesh. When you are living in the body, you have to work 10 times harder to convince the body that we are in this temple, however we are spirit. And our lives start from the spiritual realm before they can manifest. And we do it sometimes because that's what the devil does to delay us. He wants to stop our praise and stop our focus and make us give up on our God. He makes us to pay attention more to the weaknesses that are around us. He says the same thing to Adam in Genesis. But Adam and Eve, God does not want you to eat from this tree because he knows that you'll be wise.
Yeah.
But when God comes, Adam, Lord, we are hiding because we are naked. And God says, but who told you that you're naked?
You?
God is simply saying, but you've always been naked. At what point did the nakedness become a problem? So God is saying, if you are a young girl and you've always been staying in that mkuku, that has always been your life. But somewhere at the age of 21, something told you that you don't deserve that. You need a man to provide for you, or you need to sell your body to have a better life. So there are whispers, there are voices that are speaking to mislead us. And we have to be careful of that, because every time the devil shows you weaknesses, that you've learned to live with, but at that very moment, he's convincing you, this cannot be. And that's the very moment where we're supposed to come back to self and say, Lord, help me. When my heart is weary, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. Yes, we need to call the Lord for help and say, Lord, I am willing, but help me overcome my unbelief. I am willing, but my mind cannot take it anymore. I'm willing to wait on you, but my heart is weary. My attitude is failing me. You know, there are things, there are branches that we must cut off to say, Mudimu, I love it, but I'm betrayed by my tongue. I cannot stop speaking negative things. Yes, I see the success of other people, but help me to focus inwardly. And that is why we find people taking their lives, because they've put other people as a standard in their life. And let only God be a standard in your life, so that you can live a life. You know what? When you make God a standard in your life, you are not stressed by what other people are doing, because impilo yako is not reduced by what you have, and it's also not increased by what you have.
Sure.
You have value regardless of things.
Yeah.
So if we can stick to the original value that God gave us when he called us into salvation, before things became, I mean, none of these things are coming with us to the grave, but it's the very same things that will take us to hell. It's the very same things that cause us to murmur. It's the very same things that cause us to disobey the Lord. So may the Lord help us to live outside of the standards that the world has defined for us, and let us speak only the heart of God, and all these other things shall be added, because they also belong to us, but they don't determine the love of God. They don't determine the favor of God. They don't determine the standard of our lives. We are of value no matter what we go through, no matter what or how little or how big we have. I mean, the woman with the oil, The Bible speaks about her. I can just imagine, I regard her as someone who was poor, who was in debt, who was hopeless. She did not have the things she wanted, to a point that she wanted to cook the last meal, eat, and die. But the Lord causes a prophet, a man of God, a man favored by the Lord, to appear in her home. Who am I for God to even send a prophet to my house or my gate or my doorstep?
Yeah.
But it's because God sees us in every level that we think we are in, you know. Every level. You look at many people in the Bible that seemed to be disadvantaged in the eyes of men, but God was there. Jesus was there when that woman was being stoned for committing adultery. He was there. He showed up. How? We don't know. And that is the same attitude. He will show up anyway.
Yeah.
He will show up. We should just wait, and wait for him to come. Whether it's sickness that's causing us to give up. You know, people that suffered from the same sickness, but they were healed. And you went to the same people that healed them, and you did not get healed. You went to the same doctor, you went to the same pastor as your friend, but it did not work for you. That should be a lesson for it. These things don't come from men. It's the Lord who gives life. It is the Lord who gives life. Not us, not our power, not our understanding, not our level of education. But it is God. And if we can rely on God alone, we will live more at peace. We'll be more liberated in our soul, in our minds, in our hearts, in our emotions. Because we will come to a point of understanding that we'll speak like Solomon. Magati, all these things are vanity of vanities. Because he lived to see that, you know what, every day we are chasing for something and we think that's purpose, because that's what keeps us busy, and we think, oh, it's meaningful because I love it. You know, it makes me look good. It gives me recognition. It glorifies self. But God is saying what you should care about is to inherit this life that I've given you, which is a life that will qualify us to see him one day.
Sure.
Anything else is for us to keep busy as people of the air.
So
we should not measure our success on that.
Oh my. So it's very important that we look within. I've heard a person saying, I can't even be happy for others now. I can't be happy. When is my turn? And we're getting angry. I remember somebody sharing, I think I was a teenager when I heard the story of one who says, you may not know and understand the order that is placed upon your life. When you go to a restaurant, you might think that what I've ordered, it's simple. It's just going to come out in 15 minutes, and it doesn't. And all the other people are starting to eat. And then you start complaining. Can't do your order. It's totally different. It's bigger. It requires them to work extra, you know, in it for them to deliver it to you. It's just like building a house. I think I heard the two stories at the same time, to say your house, there is a house that you can build in like minutes and you are done. Yeah. And that one is just for you to just hide your head. But there are houses that are built and they take time. And maybe your journey is like that. And we forget all of these. We forget all of these. And so we are consumed even by jealousy. And a family member says, then how do I find peace when things are not happening in my life?
How do I find peace? I missed your last part.
When things are not happening, how do I find peace?
Okay. You know, in Proverbs 30, I don't know if it's someone's name, but it's Aga or something. He says, I pray for neither poverty or riches, but for enough to avoid denying or profaning God's name. We are encouraged also by Psalms 37 to be still and know. As it's Psalm 37, to be still and know that he's God, to patiently wait for the Lord than to run after things, you know. A lot of scriptures and Psalms, they talk about waiting on God, seeking the Lord, giving thanks, you know, proclaiming the goodness of God. The peace of God comes through the presence of God. So to someone who is in lack of that peace, they must question their position. Where are you? And that's why Mudim was saying, who told you that you're naked? He's trying to bring a picture to Adam. Or Adam, it seems as though you've been with someone else. Mm-hmm. It seems as though you've got a different company or you had a different company. So even you at home, what steals your peace is where you are standing. Because we see the world based on where we are standing. If I stand on top of a mountain, I will see a Johannesburg that is so peaceful and orderly, including the traffic and everything. But if I go down to be in the heart of Johannesburg, I will see a different view altogether. I will not even appreciate other distant places because I'm not able to see them.
Sure.
And it's exactly that. Peace is stolen by where we are standing in time of trials. In time of Uhana, she went to pray at Shiloh, not because she had everything that she has asked for. I don't know of any other prayers she has made in her life, but I know of one famous prayer, her asking God for a child. And even in years where that prayer was not answered, we see her seeking and pursuing the presence of God. Why? Because there was no peace in the outside world. The people she lived with were mocking her. There was no peace. So that position of coming to the presence of God until she could not utter words, until her voice could not come out, it was her trying to say, I want to die to self. Because when I'm still in my flesh, I'm hearing a lot of voices. And it will take away your peace. It will take away your sound mind. It will shift your paradigm. You know, it will shift your perspective about things. You'll start being, everything around you will be negative, by the way. And the more you think like that, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. That becomes your reality. And every day you are consumed in this world. So I would like to say to that person, seek the presence of God. Learn to sit and be still in the presence of God. Learn to have prayer. Have an altar of prayer in your house. Gone are the days where we will say to people, if you don't have peace, go to therapy. You can go to therapy. It's one of those. But the greatest peace comes from knowing what God is saying to you at that season. Because when you are frustrated and someone else says, who's over right, you don't take it because your mind says, they are saying it because they don't know what I'm going through. They are saying it because they've not been where I am. They are saying it because they have everything that they want. But if it's God who says, be still and know that I am God, you immediately you will find peace because only God understands. And as a human being, God is the only voice that can bring order upon your life.
Sure.
So seek the presence of God and be encouraged through the word. The Bible says the scriptures are written so that we may find encouragement.
Yeah, I'm looking at a post with tears because the family member wrote it in tears. Mina ngicela ukuthi ungasho ukuthi ngubani sisibongile kodwa bese ngibona ngathi akukho lokho engakubonga ngako ngoba sengiyapakisha ngiya ekhaya ngifakile ama CV umsebenza ukho sengibuyela ekhaya ngaphathanga lutho. I didn't see a reason to be grateful and celebrate. Yeah.
If that person's well, I would say buyela ekhaya. There's nothing wrong with going back home, and it does not mean you failed. It's not us that fails. I think when you personalize failure, it gets to you so much. It's not you that failed. It's the opportunities that failed to come through. It's the time that failed. To produce that which you expected from that time and place and season. But you did not fail. You are not a failure. In him, there is no failure. If we declare ourselves as failures, then we are speaking against the word of God. You did not fail. You just have to wait for your time. Don't stop praising God. You don't stop speaking positive things. You don't stop saying, it's possible, before you take your bag, go around that place and say, I will come back to this place. Or I will come back to this city. You must declare it. You have to speak it until, like Sibongile, you said that some of the buildings cannot be completed in a day. But Rome was not built, overnight or something?
Yeah.
And it's true. It's exactly that. You may be having a bigger order.
Sure.
Or it could be that where you are thinking you are going to because you've lost the battle, that's where your victory is.
Mm.
and you needed a reason to leave where you are. Ushonjalo usisi, the uti call me Mara, because the Lord has dealt bitterly with me after she left Bethel, looking for a better life, Uruts, and she lost everything there in that city. Then she makes a decision, which I don't have anybody now where I am, so I'm going back home to Bethel. But, but Ruth should have understood that Bethel is the house of bread. That's where she belongs. That's where her blessing is, more than the places she had gone to thinking she's looking for a better life. You understand? So Ruth ubuya kanje, sakashonelwe indoda yakhe, ushonelwe abantwana, you know, bonke. She was not spared with any child. She was only left with Naomi, which is the daughter-in-law, right?
So no, Naomi is the mother-in-law. It's the other way
around. The other way around with Naomi.
Yes.
So Ruth is the daughter-in-law. Yeah. Naomi is the mother-in-law. So Naomi is left with only someone that she cannot give birth to. She was not even expecting that person to trust her with her life. Because already Ufida, like, I misled this family enough. You know, but Ruth says, wherever you go, I will go. And she was favored to have people like Ruth. However, she could not forgive herself. When she goes back to Bethel, she says, I'm not Naomi. Call me Mara. You know, because she's given herself new identity based on her pain. And I'd like to encourage you to say, don't look at what has happened. Look at the cross. Let them look up. Moses, let them look up at the golden cross. And whoever looks up will live.
Sure.
So I urge you to look up and you shall live. Yes,
look and
it's
live.
It's tempting to look down. It's tempting to look down. It's tempting to look down. 100 times it's tempting to look down, but look up. Look up and you shall live.
Yeah. And I think when you started, now it's me who's now trying to hold the tears on. But I remember that when you started, you mentioned Uguti. We are saying, thus far the Lord has brought us, not because, not because there are things that we can point. So we praise Him, we thank Him, despite, regardless.
Yes. So we have associated praise and worship or thanksgiving to success or to breakthroughs, or to blessings, or to things that we have received. And praise and worship is an unconditional act. It's not based on weather, seasons, or time, or feelings, or emotions. It's something that the Lord expects of us in and out of season, you know, in truth and in spirit. And when you speak things that are of truth, they're not conditional. You can't bend the truth. You can't undo the truth.
Yeah.
You cannot do away with it. The truth stands, you know. You can't challenge truth. So we have to be worshippers of God regardless of the seasons. It could be that things are going well. Praise Him. Because even the going well does take away our praise, by the way. The more things go well, our mouth has time to say other things, rather than saying, thank you, Lord. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. So we are worshiping God for the things He has done, for the things He has not done, and for the things He refused to do, and for the things He is still going to do,
Amen.
You know, for us.
Amen.
But above all, we praise Him because He's God, not because of the things that He's capable of doing or not doing.
You
know, so it's supposed to be in our nature. And I know, like the children of Israel in Babylon, they were saying, how can we sing songs of praise? You know, how can we? And and they felt justified.
In a strange land.
The pain. The people were laughing at them. They were justified. Much as we are all justified. I lost my child. This was my third pregnancy. And still the child did not make it. What praise do I have to give the Lord?
Yeah.
It's that very same praise you must give. And yes, you are justified, but give it a benefit of doubt and praise God and see if He will not come through for you. And we don't worship Him because we are buying blessings.
Bamba ganja lo mfundisi. Okay, I was trying to respond to your call. I think we were delayed. I missed that one. But you can call again. We are just about to, we are wrapping it up actually. So, sure, yeah. Hey, yeah, my queen. This is still the day that the Lord has made, and we continue to rejoice and we are glad in it. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, Sisters Bongile, and I'm from this ninja.
Babunkosi, we blessed of the Lord. Welcome.
Amen. Sisters Bongile, I'm from this Okulumitini, so be a good to me, peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngobe. Lomzalwane, ngizomcela ukuthi afunde uRomans 4 verse 17 ukuthi sikholelwa kokungekho sithi kukhona. As long as usengakubona kusho ukuthi akukho.
Yeah.
Ngithi wena uthi akukho ufana nomuntu ofaka imbewu phansi aphinda ikhipha ihlole ukuthi yamila na. So bukhona ungake uvuke usho ngomlomo wakho ukuthi akukho ngoba konke sidala ngomlomo izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi as you think
so are you
yeah and lapha ku Isaiah 40 verse 31 lithi laba abaku Christ those who trust in the Lord their strength is being renewed asithembe uNkulunkulu singathembile situation esiyibonayo asikholelweni kuloko esingakuboni sithi kukhona ngoba emhlabeni uNkulunkulu izulu nomhlaba walidala ngezwi as long as sishintsha thina statement sethu sithi akukho usho ukuthi siyaku-uprooter ngamanye amagama ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Babunkosi. So it lies on our tongue. It lies on our tongue, what you say, what you profess. And as you think, then you will be. But you can't start professing. I love what you, Babunkosi, says and connecting it to what you said, Mfundisi. You said, go around that place and say, I'm coming back. I am coming back. Oh, my. Yeah, thank you so much, Babunkosi. Mfundisi, we need to wrap it up. I think today, more than anything, our family members, after this message, just want to feel the hug and embrace of the Lord Holy Spirit. Mm. Yeah.
Yes. And my closing words, Sibongile, would be Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So let's channel our minds to not worry about things that we cannot control, any negativity that seeks to consume us. Let's do away with that and only focus on the positive, and we'll see the change that will come to our minds, to our spirit man, to our souls. Will begin to be more and more encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. Sure. I think I'm not quite sure how to read the name, but at the end it's Mkize also saying amen. Glory to God. And Ndlovukazi, how do we get hold of you?
I am available on TikTok as Pastor P, and I'm available on Facebook. Pepsi Lehabu Todesi, Sibongile would say that better than me. And on YouTube, I have a YouTube channel, Pastor Pepsi as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on LinkedIn, I'm also available there.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I'm also found in the morning on Sundays on Alex FM.
What? That is like awesome. So we can listen to you every Sunday, 6 to 9 there. Wow. Thank you so much, Ndlovukazi. Can we pray for the body of Christ in this regard?
Yes. Thank you so much. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your God. We thank you for you've been faithful from one generation to another. You continue to be faithful even in our time. Lord, I pray that you renew our strength like an eagle. I pray that God, you speak your peace that surpasses all human understanding to every heart that is weary this afternoon, every heart that is broken, every heart that is giving up. But I pray that you lift them up.
I pray that God, you be the lifter of our heads. I pray that you bring encouragement to the body of Christ, even to non-believers. I pray that your hope be brought to us as a reviver. Let it be a rainbow that shines before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that God will give us a reason to dream again, to be hopeful again, to trust again, to have faith again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this moment that you've given us of fellowship. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen and amen.
And amen. Mm-hmm. May he bless you and keep keeping you. Thank you so much, Ntlovukazi, for ministering unto us and bringing amandla amasha, new strength in us. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to know that even during whatever that they are going through, it's good to just say, thus far the Lord has kept us and he has brought us. And I'm just thinking about others who took their lives. They are no longer there, but you are there. And that is worth saying, thus far the Lord has brought us. Thank you so much, Ntlovukazi. May he keep keeping you. We love you. And we can't wait to hear more on what the Lord has in store for us through your voice. Have a blessed, blessed one.
Thank you so much. See you soon. Thanks.
Oh, my family, and this is where we ended with Pastor Pepisile Khabotso Tetsi. And she is Pepisile Khabotso Tetsi on Facebook. She is Pastor P on TikTok. And you've heard she has a YouTube channel. You can follow her right there and also listen to her as she continues to minister. We thank God for her in our lives. We thank God for her ministry. We're crossing over to the 1 o'clock news bulletin.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Abanye bathi ngikuthanda ngendlela eqakile. We love you. And that is Radio Pulpit for you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We pray for you. We stand in the gap for you. Intercession. That's us. That's us. My queen, good day to you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.